Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Now you're kissing Chase Utley and that's it.
Why are you pushing Chase Utley on me? It's starting to get weird.
This is the Hot Corner.
Okay, look, I have a plan, all right? And it involves you getting this letter to him when you got out there to kiss him. Now, I have given this to Major League Baseball, his lawyer, his manager, his mom, and he has not gotten back to me, which means he hasn't gotten it yet. So just...
Did you write a love letter to Chase Utley?
With Patrick Harris and Joe Fisher.
In a lot of ways, yes, I do love him, but that is not a love letter in the way that you're thinking of it, okay? There's nothing sexual or...
Okay, that sounds good.
I'm gonna read it. Yeah, read it.
Dear Chase... Oh, they're stickers.
Yeah.
My God.
On the Odyssey app.
Dear Chase, I feel like I can call you Chase because you and me are so much alike. I would love to meet you someday. It would be great to have a catch. I know I can't throw as fast as you, but I think you would be impressed with my speed. Did you have a good relationship with your father? Me neither.
And 1080.
These are all things we can talk about and more. I am sure our relationship would be a real home run.
The Fan.
Welcome to the second hour of the Hot Corner. If you're missing the first hour, you can download that at the Fan Podcast at 1080thefan.com, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. I was a little late to work this morning, so I downloaded the boys in the morning, their first 2 hours. I listened to those on my way to work. You can do that for us and catch it tomorrow. Current score right now is 145 to 211.
Aren't you supposed to do the bigger number first?
Sorry. No, I feel like, oh, yeah. 211 to 145 because 145 is home field advantage?
I think it's generally just sports broadcasting score updates. The bigger score goes first.
I always feel like the home score should be second. The way it's listed on the TV.
I don't know, but I can give you some Oregon political news.
Yeah?
Measure 118.
Yeah?
Failed.
Massively?
Oh, I don't know about massively.
Which
but
one was that?
That was the corporate tax of above $25 million in sales.
I sent Joe a fun text earlier that
said... It should have failed. It was not good.
No, it wasn't.
I sent Joe a fun text earlier that said, can we claim that downtown is too dangerous to go to and then we don't have to work tonight? And Joe said it's because of Measure 118. And I live in Washington, so I had no idea
like,
what 118
was. What the
hell
are you talking about?
But then my Oregon friends at the bar that I was at before I came here,
118,
drinking seltzer,
118.
And they told me about 118.
Yes. It was one of those on the paper. You're like, oh, yeah.
Oh, this sounds amazing.
Yeah. And then you read it.
Yeah,
and you're
screw
like,
those big guys.
And then you're like, oh.
Take it to the man.
Hurts
no.
The small businesses, too. Hurts no. Everybody.
And like,
fuck
yeah.
Dude, spit on that thing.
What was also weird about that one is in the pamphlet, all the arguments in favor were,
now
from,
we ain't taking that.
Were from the same guy.
Ha!
It was like 10 pages of arguments in favor for Measure 118. And it was all like, this brought to you by this guy. Every single one. Yeah, Measure 118 said, kiss my ass.
Yeah, thank God it didn't pass. Otherwise, corporate would have just passed
that,
along to
us. I love that the polls closed eight minutes ago, and it's
already
like, yeah, that lost.
Boom.
That's an easy one. I would just want to know if the marijuana workers can unionize, which they should be able to, damn it.
Really? Is that on the ballot?
That is marijuana workers.
That's what you guys are fighting for?
I think it was Measure like 119.
Something like that.
Yeah, it was one of the measures.
I don't know, are unions really good, though?
Should have been Measure 420.
tax giant corporations. 119. let weed people unionize.
I think you should let weed people
unionize.
It's
funny how the new miracle just doesn't matter, but you're like, yeah. Whoa, these are two completely different
they
things.
They should have made it measure 420. They missed an opportunity there.
42069XX, what up, dude? Call of Duty's out, bro. Let's go.
Dude.
We might have a free Seggy coming up next, so we'll figure out how that goes, but we'll have fair or foul at the bottom. But I want to start a little, as I steal from my brethren in the morning, they do NFL factoids on Tuesday. I listened this morning. I really love it. Brandon comes up with some really cool stats that are more baseball style of stats, but kind of really display some cool things about how the NFL is going. But I was sitting, game five ended and the World Series was over, and I was scrolling through Reddit and I saw a bunch of stats coming across and I was just fascinated by a lot of them. So I saved them to kind of share them with you right now. And this is where we'll start. Speaking of the Yankees and how kind of inept they were, this is what I have for you. The Dodgers batting average in the World Series was 206. Yankees batted 212. Dodgers on base percentage, 296. Yankees, 332. Dodgers slugging percentage, 406. Yankees?
Can I guess? 203.
412.
Wow.
Dodgers ERA, 4.8. Yankees, 3.83. The Yankees had more hits, more homers, more stolen bases, and more walks, and they allowed fewer base runners.
How much did game four swing all of that?
That's what I'm saying. But when you look at these factoids, these stats, you're looking at it going, are you kidding me? How are the Yankees not forcing a game seven? How are we not starting history? Down 3-0. Now we're here. My name is Colin Cowherd.
But Colin! That was my Jason McIntyre.
It is insane to think about at the end. Now, in the World Series, it's different than the season. But the World Series, it's fascinating to think that a team beat you in all those major category aspects. And you lost in five.
It's, again, I would very much like to see what all those numbers look like with
if game four if is game removed.
Yes.
Because Freddie Freeman single-handedly demolishes them.
Right. Like that he has better stats than the Yankees combined than if that game four is removed. Because game four, I mean, what? They scored 11 runs. They hit like four home runs in that game, mm-hmm. right? Yeah, I'd be curious to see what those look like. But
there weren't many home runs hit by the Dodgers not named Freddie Freeman.
No, but they clutched
if you think
up.
About it.
Was batting average with runners in scoring position in that list?
No.
See, that's one that I want to know, because I bet you the Dodgers probably beat the Yankees.
Oh, these are all skewed stats.
No,
I just
it's
thought
a
they
good...
were fun for dramatic
no,
reasons.
No. I love the argument that you're making. I think, unfortunately, with this World Series, you just have to find the one stat that kind of separates and gives you the reason. And if I had to look at it without knowing, I'd say it's runners in scoring position batting average.
Yeah. And again, I can't express more the fact that Shohei Ohtani did absolutely nothing, and the Dodgers won in five.
Yeah.
Two
batters away.
I still can't. The Reddit memes about Fox showing you win Shohei was absolutely
so
hysterical.
Good.
It's like The Bachelor on a Friday night, and they're like, you know, Shohei's 17 hours away from being
kind
at bat.
Lingering, you.
Yeah, it was really funny. All right, we're up against it, so we'll get out of here. We'll come back and I'll give you some more World Series factoids. A couple of them are pretty amazing stuff, plus I got a really funny one for you in store. Don't go anywhere, plus fair or foul, bomb the hour. That's Joe Fisher. I'm Patrick Harris. Jordan Schultz on the ones and twos. This is the Hot Corner, 1080 The Fan.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up in 15 minutes, we'll get to Fair or Foul, everybody's favorite, doing every single week at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. But I wanted to sit with you guys on some World Series factoids.
I like factoids. I like the Orioles.
You know, I'm telling you, man, I listen to Brandon. He does it every Tuesday. It's really cool to kind of like break down some stats, and Andy will call him out kind of like you guys did with those. Well, how much does game four impact that? What's runners in scoring position? You know, but I still think that there's a sort of fun camaraderie, especially in baseball, where stats are everything, to kind of just look at some stuff and go, huh, that's pretty crazy.
No.
Joe's like, no, Dak's out for 3 weeks and I'm pissed. I hate you.
Well, I was pissed a long time ago. I'm just kind of dead inside when it comes to that. I won money on the Falcons covering, by the way. I'm kind of happy.
I want to start with this. This pertains to the maybe... So I've watched a lot of World Series. Have you ever seen... No, I'm not going to say this because last year I knew who it was going to be, but this might be the most obvious World Series MVP we've ever seen in our life.
Besides Jermaine Dye?
Damn it.
I thought Corey Seager was pretty obvious last year.
Corey!
You thrilled our fans. We'll play that later. But this I thought was really, really fascinating. In MLB history, 12 players have won both the MVP and the World Series MVP in their careers. Mookie Betts is one of them. 10 of those players... Sorry.
Uh-oh.
10 of those players are in the Hall of Fame. Or going to be in the Hall of Fame. One of them is... Of the other two, one of them is Freddie Freeman. The other is Pete Rose.
Oh, and he's dead.
Is this a future indictment that Freddie Freeman's a Hall of Famer?
Yes. I mean,
because I will ask both of you this. We sat here last year as the Rangers won the World Series, and I said to you, Corey Seager is a World Series MVP for the Dodgers
and the Rangers.
And for the Rangers. Yeah. And he's a Hall of Famer. And both of you guys were like, meh.
I don't know if I made that sound, but I'm sure I was very indifferent on it. But he doesn't have a World Series. And he doesn't have...
You thrilled our fans throughout the...
He doesn't have a MVP, Corey Seager.
He does not.
And I would say the consistency of... Freddie Freeman over the years is what gives him a notch above Corey Seager.
Yeah, he has some longevity, huh?
Yes. And I think that Corey Seager, what did he do this year? Was he that great this year?
He's a top 25 player in my fantasy league.
Was he?
Yeah.
That's bizarre. Because considering the Rangers,
he had 35 bombs.
This year he did?
Yeah.
One player can't make a team better, Joe.
I was going to say, considering it seemed like nobody on the Rangers could hit this year.
Well, it's because Wyatt Langford is regressing, and Evan Carter is dead.
Adelis Garcia sucks.
Yeah, but him and Simeon still hit. The highest paid guys. Yeah, Corey hit, what, 30 homers, 278, 74 ribbies.
But
yeah.
What was his BABIP?
Let's see.
Can you compare his F war to his B war?
All right.
Which is basically Fangraphs war to Baseball Reference war.
He was good for 5 wins above replacement, and he only played in 123 games. So,
all right.
Well, there you go.
I'll stand corrected.
And he was an all-star in 2024 as well.
He plays shortstop, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe the second best in the game behind some dude named Frankie in New York. Not nominated for a Gold Glove.
Well, I would say maybe the third or fourth behind a guy named Gunner and a guy named Bobby, but, you know, I'm that's debatable.
Still taking Frankie.
Well, Freddie has I don't know what you guys were talking about.
Corey, too?
No, shut up. Get out of here.
I think Freddie has, like, more stats, right? He's played longer, so he's probably got the Hall of Fame numbers. He already has over 2,200 hits. He's probably going to finish with 400 career home runs as opposed to Seager. We just don't know. So I'd say Freddie with the MVP, with the World Series MVPs.
Freddie,
that's probably a guarantee.
You made our fans hate you.
First ballot. Probably, possibly, definitely second time.
I'm giving Freddie first ballot.
It depends.
By career's end, I'm sure he'll be a first ballot.
It depends on who he's on the ballot with his first time. It depends on if there's a couple of guys, you know, 9 or 10 years on the ballot, if they need votes first. It really, who knows how that's going to shake out.
I've got another great one for you. Walker Buehler. Have you heard of Walker Buehler?
Heard of him.
Oh, man.
I am about to give you his World Series career stat line. 19 innings pitched, 7 hits, 3 walks,
0 earned
1
runs.
Earned run, jeez. 24 Ks, and a .47 ERA.
You know, we haven't even talked about him closing out that game. Pretty baller move.
Baller.
That's a boss move.
Baller move. There is now talk that the New York Mets are going to throw everything at Walker Buehler.
Which they should, because we talked about the Mets a couple weeks ago, and I said they need arms. They need
Quintana, Manea, Severino thing ain't gonna do it.
The entire baseball community,
Heel,
I think
Schmidt and Rodon ain't gonna do it.
Well, Heel's a rookie. He'll probably get better.
But he doesn't strike guys out.
But then again, we saw Nestor Cortez with one good season, and look where he's at now. So
His neck hurts from Frankie. From Freddie Freeman. Sorry, Freddie Freeman.
How quick
Nestor Cortez's
and turn
neck
it around.
Still hurts from going, cha.
Yeah. Whiplash.
Cha.
So, if I were the Mets, do that immediately.
Walker's not a Hall of Famer, though, if you're asking the same
question. No.
Okay. I was just like,
No,
was just a factoid.
Just a factoid.
Oh, okay. He's a badass. Definitely a badass.
It is really cool. I love that he texted. I love that players can text their managers now and be like, yo, I'm ready to go.
Yeah. Get me paid, dog.
Like, Shohei texted the lineup, was like, I'll be ready for the World Series.
I do find it funny.
Why do you not just tell your boss, Dave Roberts, and he's like, yeah, Shohei's in the lineup.
I do find it funny, though, that the night of Walker Buehler starting, Cooley was very much like, I don't know, I looked at his past starts and how he played this season. You know, you hear Walker Buehler's name, you kind of get nervous, but I don't know, he hasn't really been the same Walker Buehler this year.
You know what?
And boy, that backfired quickly.
You know what? I'm going to say it. I know he's not listening right now, but I'm going to say it. That is a statement from somebody that doesn't watch baseball.
Wow. I'm going to go up to bat for my boss.
You should, because he's your boss, but he's not my boss.
Well, he watches damn near every Yankee game.
Cool, dude. I watch damn near every game.
Every game at all times.
At all times.
Screw your Octobox.
I've got 17 TVs in my living room because it's 16 baseball games and it's Monday, so Monday Night Football.
What's the double of an Octobox? A sextuple box?
Yeah, sure.
I think so.
Sex is 7.
I thought...
I don't know what the multiple of 16 is.
Yeah, it's like because there's octo and then... Nochenta.
Hecto. That's 5.
Nochenta. Diez.
Nueve, diez, once, doce, trece, catorce.
We're going to the doce box.
But that's what that sounds like. Because, look, Walker had a rough year. But did you watch his start against the Mets in New York?
Yeah.
I watched that, and I was like, okay. He might not be amazing all the time, but he showed me something in that. And if that guy shows up, he's going to be good. So to be like, oh, I looked at his previous starts.
I looked at his previous starts.
Bro, I watched his previous starts.
I think it was just mental gymnastics.
What is this, Cowherd telling me about baseball? Give me a break.
That Padres-Mets World Series would have been good, okay?
Dude, the Guardians-Mets would have been better than this garbage we saw.
I think that was more so mental gymnastics on Cooley's part to convince himself that
the Yankees aren't terrible.
And still had a chance. Like, no, I don't think Walker Buehler's that good.
You know, I mean, like, he was real dominant against the Mets. And, you know, that first one against us was pretty good. But if he comes back, we got him.
Yeah, I think that's what was happening there. Bless his little heart.
I think the moon is made out of cheese. Have you ever had ribs on the moon?
Wash it down with a tall, cool Bud Light.
I'd eat it.
I'd eat it.
The moon were made of spare ribs. Would you eat it? I would.
The last factoid I have for you.
Hey! Harry Carey!
In 2020, Aaron Judge's girlfriend, who's now his wife... She was arrested for an extreme DUI in Arizona.
Yes, she was. An extreme DUI?
Oh, I love this factoid.
DUI was badass. That was extreme.
She administered 2 breathalyzer tests at the police station, so she denied it at the stop, went down to the station. She blew twice, a .169 and a .181.
Oh.
Both of those are far higher than Judge's 2024 World Series batting average of 133.
I was just about to say, the .181, I was like, that's higher than his batting average.
Uh-huh. I heard that one during the World Series. That was awesome. God.
So that's a fun factoid to laugh about. But guys, let's get into the real question here. How much
should
of this
the Judge
is,
be traded to the Orioles? Yes, I think so.
How much of this is on the fact that Aaron Judge no-showed? I think there's so many factors that go into this World Series that it's the Dodgers with MVPs and Walker Buehler pitching phenomenal. Giancarlo Stanton's a great story for the Yanks in this postseason and the World Series. If the Yankees win, Stanton's the MVP. No doubt about it. Gleyber Torres was pretty damn good in this.
Even Rizzo showed up.
Rizzo had a couple nice
hits on defense.
Now, we think about the missed fly ball in center from Judge, and I feel like that's a scapegoat for him at the plate. Yeah, he had a dinger in game 4. Cool, that game was out of hand. Nobody cares. Where does this land on Judge?
I'm trying to get it pulled up in real time, so excuse me, but I'm dying to see what they did in the World Series as a team, as a whole, because, again, outside of that game 4, what the hell did anybody else do for that team?
I mean, Jazz Chisholm hit terribly. At least he stole bases whenever he got on, though.
Austin Wells was really rough in
until,
this.
Until, like, game 5 until when he hit a home run. Five. Yeah. I mean... The point that you bring up about Aaron Judge.
Juan Soto wasn't great in this series.
No, but he at least, I think in what, game 1 or 2, I think he hit a homer.
He gets walks, he gets a home run, but it's early in the game.
He got a lot of walks, though.
All right, what do you want here? Do you want average? Do you want OPS for the Yankees lineup in the World Series?
I don't need any of it. The question is Judge, how much does this land on you? You're El Capitan.
I mean,
that's kind of what I was talking about the no leadership. Like, where is Judge?
Because
Jeter is hitting.
It falls a lot on Judge because it's unfair in a sense because
totally
Soto and him. I mean, who was it earlier in there? Was it Severino for the Mets who said, like, it's two guys that can hit? And here we are months later, and it's like he was kind of right. While Giancarlo did step up, it was like they needed Judge. They needed his bat. They needed his power. They needed everything from it. They just needed him to field, for God's sake.
But if Stanton shows up the way he did, and Soto and Judge are average, This is a way different series.
Yeah, with the judge thing, it's just so frustrating that I was thinking after this World Series ended just how much he's supposed to be doing and then how it's all kind of forgotten about. And we're going to go into the spring training of next season and be like, well, Judge is going to have a good season. He's going to hit a bunch of homers and literally everybody won't remember this World Series where he didn't hit unless they get to another. No, they won't talk about it until they get to another World Series. Well, they're going to be giving Aaron Judge all these accolades. Oh, he's the Yankees captain, but they don't actually pay enough attention to what you're talking about, which is showing up in the biggest moment. Y'all, we're not guaranteed to get back to a World Series before the New York Yankees, and it felt like Volpe thought he'd be there again. It felt like Judge thought he'd be there again. And at points, it even looked like Boone thought he'd be there again. It's just weird, and nobody's willing to say, Judge, you should be, like, missing half your contract after that. It is so frustrating. I feel like guys that sign big deals like that, if you hit under 200 in a World Series when you make it, you should lose half your salary. There's no... He literally is suffering no negative consequences because of this in his life, is he? And I'm not saying we should S on him, but something should happen to him to make him be better. Something.
Mark, hold that.
S on him?
Yeah. No. Just... That was a great rant, dude.
Thank you.
That was a great rant. Appreciate it. Aaron Judge against the Royals, garbage. Aaron Judge against the Guardians, garbage. I don't know, dude. Is this A-Rod?
And the Yankees slipped into the World Series, too, speaking of who they played.
Are you A-Rod? Is Aaron Judge A-Rod?
No, A-Rod's better looking. A-Rod's gotten more. A-Rod's seriously way the anti-Aaron Judge.
Well, we'll see how all this plays out and what the aftermath is. We'll see. The Yankees are bringing back Boone. Obviously, they're going to go after Soto. We'll see what the Soto things is. Obviously, we're here for you on the Hot Corner. We'll keep going through all this and seeing what's going to play out. It's going to be absolutely fascinating to me to see Max Fried and Walker Buehler and Tyler Glasnow and Shohei Ohtani as the Dodgers' starting rotation. We'll get there later. But when we come back, it's fair or foul. But first, there's Schultzy with sports.
Is it fair or is it foul?
Fastball tapped at the plate. It'll trickle down the third baseline. The Mariners are going to let it roll.
A knowledge test to see how well they know the big leagues.
Lenny Randle gets down on his hands and knees and blows on it like a curler, and it goes foul.
And what our distinguished hosts think about the stories that popped up around the big leagues.
But he got down on his hands and knees and literally blew the ball across the foul line.
This is Fair or Foul on the Hot Corner on 1080 The Fan.
All right, this is Fair or Foul. We do it every single Tuesday at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. And without further ado, we'll pass this over to our fantastic, epic rant, Schultz Box, Jordan Schultze.
Appreciate you guys. 211 to 153, that's what I'm looking at right now. I won't tell you who's winning. I'll just say the numbers.
It's Trump.
Yeah. I don't want to get political.
Spoiler alert.
I don't want to get political.
Snape kills Dumbledore.
What?
Snape kills Dumbledore.
Damn it! I still needed to see the second Deathly Hallows.
Rey is a Skywalker.
Well, I knew that.
Actually a Palpatine, but
Han Solo
to
dies.
Names. It's like that Spider-Man thing. Oh, we're using our real names now.
Did y'all hear about Han Solo dying before you actually saw the Star Wars?
No, I saw the movie 2 days before it came out.
Oh, well, you bastard. I found out about Han Solo dying before I actually saw it.
Don't mess with me, man. I watch Star Wars the day they come out because ain't nobody spoiling nothing.
I saw that there's another new show coming out.
The Harry Potter or Star Wars show?
Skeleton Crew, yeah.
Yeah.
With Jude Law?
Jude Law and a bunch of kids.
Good for him.
Probably not going to be very good.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
But I'm going to watch it.
A lot of the news.
Damn
Star
well
Wars
right, I'm going to watch it.
Doesn't seem very
Tonight,
good.
I'm going to finish Battlestar Galactica.
Ooh.
The show?
That I've seen multiple times, but I got the last two episodes, and boy, compared to this political race, it's pretty on point.
I'm probably going to watch 72 Most Dangerous Animals Latin America again for
God,
the 50th
I love
time.
You, Joe.
Anything.
God, I wish I lived your life.
Anything but this election coverage. All right, guys, let's get into it. Obviously, we are on the precipice of the hot stove season. GM meetings about to begin. Deals already being swung after the World Series. One in particular kind of surprised me, guys. The Braves offloading some salary, trading Jorge Soler to the Los Angeles Angels for Griffin Canning, and it was obviously a salary dump.
R.I.P. Jorge Soler.
Jorge is literally, getting paid $14 to $16 million a year, and the Braves are not taking back any money. They're basically just giving giving up this player for a crappy player in return. Griffin Canning had like a 5-something plus ERA. But the Angels are terrible. I don't know what they're doing. They re-signed their crappy general manager during the middle of the season to an extension. So, guys, fair or foul, like, the move itself makes sense, but fair or foul, it makes sense for the Angels to trade for Jorge Soler as an organization. What the hell are they doing?
You know, I actually kind of like this for the Angels.
Okay.
Jorge Soler, World Series MVP Jorge Soler. I actually kind of like this for the Angels. What's interesting is the guy they gave up is a highly Garrett
Griffin Canning.
Griffin Canning, thank you. Griffin is a highly touted prospect that could not figure it out in LA. But I would also argue nothing is figured out in LA. So I love that the Braves are doing this salary dump to take a shot on this Griffin kid and see if they can't fix him. Anthopoulos knows what he's doing down there. I believe in what he's doing down there. So I love that it's a salary dump to get this kid and take a shot. But I do believe the Angels have to do something to be competitive next year. And they've got young guys that are solid. And assuming Trout can be healthy, he'll probably DH all next year. You've got a center fielder in Jorge Soler. I like this move for Anaheim. We're not going to the playoffs. We're not winning the World Series. But I like this move for Anaheim. I really do. Marino will spend money on stupid people, so the money is nothing. I like this move for Anaheim. You just better hope that kid is not good in Atlanta.
Oh, my God.
You just better pray to God he's not good in Atlanta.
Well, I don't know. I think that Jorge Soler's name just holds a lot more weight because of it being a World Series MVP.
It sounds sexier than it's actually worth.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that is 100% the case. Sorry, say the question one more time.
Yeah, fair or foul, it made sense for the Angels to trade for Jorge Soler.
I don't know. You're giving up crap for crap is what I see. Like, Griffin Canning was 5-point-something ERA. Jorge Soler, I mean, the last time he was in California playing baseball, wasn't doing too great up the road in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So I think that's just, you know, lost cause with Canning. And I think that if either of these players, like, which would I rather put my money on as far as future success, I would say Canning in Atlanta. Like, they've shown that they can make arms much better than they were or can keep them consistent. I mean, Chris Sale, Reynaldo Lopez this year. Who the hell thought they were going to have the years that they had?
True, that's true, especially Sale.
So if I'm going to trust a team to take a pitcher and mend his career, get it on the right track, I'll lean on the Braves to do that versus the Angels versus any batter ever that comes in their franchise, it seems like. Besides Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout.
Well, speaking of those guys, another big-name free agent like a Shohei Ohtani or a Mike Trout is available this offseason. Garrett Anderson?
Sorry.
What?
Continue.
Slamming Tim Salmon?
Continue.
No, we can name great angels. It's okay. What was the angel, the outfield pitcher's name that Tony Danza played?
Nolan Ryan.
He was a good angel, too, actually. A great angel. Okay, guys. So, a big name on the free agent market this year, probably the biggest other than Shohei Ohtani in the last 5 years. Juan Soto, 26 years old. Expected to get around $550 to maybe $600+ million. A lot of prognosticators.
Old.
National media saying that like a 12 to 14 year deal at a $40 to $60 million annual value is possible. This is going to be one of the biggest contracts we've ever seen handed out in baseball. And Juan Soto said that he is open for business with all 30 teams. The Yankees do not have an advantage in signing him or re-signing him, excuse me. So guys, fair or foul, we've been seeing all those top teams attached to him, the Yankees, the Mets, the L.A. Dodgers, fair or foul, the L.A. Dodgers will win the Juan Soto sweepstakes.
No, foul. I was going to let Patrick take this, and then you said the question out loud. I'm just like, no, it's not going to happen. I'm trusting my man, best friend, close friend, P1 of the show, Jeff Passan. Yes, he listens to the show. Don't look that up.
I mean, he helped build the show.
That
we text him all the time.
Hell yeah.
It will not happen. It whether he goes to the Mets, some other team. I just can't believe that the Dodgers are going to pull this off. It will be one of those where I'll eat the crow. I'll believe it when I see it. I just don't think they're going to do it.
Yeah, I'm with Joe on this. It's foul.
I would believe the Tigers signing him more than the Dodgers.
Yeah, I don't think they can wrap that up enough to make it work financially. Also, Mookie plays
right. We'll
pay
you in 2054. How about that?
Mookie plays right, and you're going to put Juan Soto at right. That's a massive defensive drop. And your DH situation, I think they like that being flexible and not being, you know, consistently Juan Soto. I think what's really interesting is I think there's a lot of teams that play for Juan Soto, a lot more than people think. I want to bring this up next week about where we really think and is his future over in New York, but I'll give a little tease to this. These are the teams that I think will be in play for Juan Soto. The New York Yankees, the New York Mets, the Atlanta Braves, the Chicago Cubs, the Texas Rangers, the San Francisco Giants, the San Diego Padres, the Los Angeles Dodgers. Like, I'll even throw the Mariners in that. Like, I think a lot of teams are going to check in on Juan Soto.
Nationals?
The Nationals.
They would love him
as
back.
As well. The question is, and we'll talk about this next week, is does Juan Soto want to win or does Juan Soto want to make money? Are we doing Bryce Harper deals or are we doing Mike Trout deals? And that's going to be the reality. My answer is no. I think the Dodgers are the 10th best favorite to sign Juan Soto.
Wow. I like it. I hope that's the truth. I don't want to see the Dodgers
they don't need
with a
him.
Super lineup.
They don't need him.
They
need Max Fried. They need Walker Buehler. They need Corbin Burns.
They need to replace
Teoscar
Hernandez.
They need Devin
Hernandez,
Williams
though.
From Milwaukee. They need Shane Bieber coming off Tommy John. Like, they need Willie Adames at shortstop. They got way more needs than a Juan Soto.
So according to DraftKings,
they get Juan. They don't really need Adames, do they?
These are the odds. Soto's next team. Yankees are the favorite. Mets are second favorite. Dodgers at plus 750. Any other team plus 1200. Cubs plus 1500, Nationals plus 1800, Blue Jays plus 2000, as well as the Giants, and then Red Sox at plus 2500.
I'd go live in Canada.
I might go put like a little $10 bet on that.
I'd love go live in Canada, but you got to trade Bobuchet.
All right, guys, fair or foul, good old New York Yankees. We've been talking about them, of course, losing the World Series to the Los Angeles Dodgers in five games. Pretty tumultuous time in their bullpen, pretty tumultuous time at the plate, and very tumultuous in their dugout watching Aaron Boone chomp that gum. I swear he was like looking for more flavor in it or looking for a solution, but he just couldn't find it. They're still a decent team, guys. When they're hitting and they're good, they are one of the better teams in baseball, so fair or foul, the Yankees will make it back to the World Series in the next three seasons.
Foul. It's the curse of the Goombas, the curse of the right field fence or the right field foul line. That's what I'm going with now. Those guys,
yeah, that D-bag and his friend
trying to rip open that glove and everything, which again, borderline hilarious, but also complete douchebaggery. No, I don't think it's going to happen.
Dude, spit on that thing.
I think they kind of got lucky with their World Series matchups as well. I mean, they played a Royals team who, besides the Orioles, were one of the worst teams in the postseason and coming into the postseason. I think the Guardians did not have the pitching or the bats to combat what the what the Yankees were doing. I think that the American League is only going to get better. And I do not see the Yankees going back to a World Series in the next 3 years, especially when Juan Soto leaves.
It'll be very interesting to see what Houston does. The Bregman situation is going to be fascinating.
Very true.
The Mariners have the pitching staff. It'll be fascinating to see what they do offensively, if they can fix that, bringing back most of the good players, not the Polancos of the world, but the good players in a Rosarena and things like that. It'll be very interesting to see. The Orioles might be the most fascinating team in the offseason to see what they can do. The Tigers are projected to win the Central next year, despite losing to the Guardians, who are kind of bringing everyone back. I think the American League was down this postseason. The Royals were spent the Guardians threw up all over themselves, and the Yankees, to Alex Rodriguez's point, had the easiest route to the World Series, and that's what bit them. And the American League is going to be better next year. I'm going to say foul. I don't think the Yanks are back in 3 years, even with Soto. Spoiler alert, I don't think they're getting Soto. With Soto, I don't think they're back in the next 3 years. I think they have too many problems. I'll say foul.
That's all I got for you guys.
And that is fair or foul. We do it every single Tuesday night at the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. Thank you to Schultzy for putting that together. We come back, we'll wrap this bad boy up. Hot corner to any of the fans. Save 53 here, Portland Sports Leader. Well, my friend, this is it, you know? Like, we had a good World Series run. The baseball season's over. We'll start to talk off season next week. I got some fun little nuggets. The
country had a good run. Across.
We'll have awards coming out. You know, gold gloves were announced. We'll talk about all that kind of stuff next week. And yeah, Joe, to your point, I'm not afraid to bring up the elephant in the room. You know?
Oh,
this could be the end of this great country we have, or it could be the beginning of the great country that some other people want.
If you want me to get real political with it, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
AOC.
Bro, I'd commit
smoke
war
show.
Crimes for her.
Absolute
oh my
smoke
God.
Show.
Dude, every time. It just builds and builds.
Dude, I'm a Gavin Newsom AOC ticket in 4 years if things go
care.
Bad.
She is getting, like, seems like with each TikTok and Twitter post, just much more beautiful. Like, it's like, oh my God, who's doing
beautiful?
Is
not the word I would choose. Dude,
sexy, hot.
Dude, she used to be a server.
Dude,
like, yeah,
she
a bartender.
Can
right?
Serve me drinks like, any day of the week.
Talk to me, like oh, you're on my yeah. side.
She speaks yeah. your language.
There are things I want to say on air that I can't.
Yeah, I'm very glad I have the next 2 days off work. So
things
I
about bath water and sniffing farts.
Oh my God.
I have no reason to pour a little cavatier, light some candles, and then I'm going to thick it in the...
You want? Would you like a fifth sandwich?
I looked over at Jordan, and he reached for his Dutch Brothers, but I thought he was reaching for the dump button.
No, you're good. Go.
I'm very glad that I have tomorrow and Thursday off.
Have you ever been on a missionary trip?
I am going to.
Yes, but I'd not enjoy it very much.
I'm going to hit the gym tomorrow and do some swimming. That's what I do
with
these
Ortner?
Days. No, he's not allowed to hang out with me.
Do he do things to you in the sauna? It was all foggy. No one else could see in there.
And I'm just going to kind of hang out for 2 days. My kids got early release tomorrow, so I'll snag them.
Is that your leg?
And no, bro, that's my arm. My third arm.
It's like a baby holding an apple.
But do we think this town is going to get destroyed? Like, are people already out downtown?
If anything, it's going
to
be destroyed by the marijuana workers if they don't get unionization, all right? Thrash the city to burn it to ashes.
118. I deserve 118.
Burn it to ashes and inhale the smoke.
But are they really going to destroy things tonight?
Oh, it depends.
Or is it just going to be tomorrow? It depends on what?
Well, it depends on when the final count comes in, I think, because we don't know in some of these battleground states if the count's going to be finished overnight. I saw that one camp is of the presidential candidates is basically preparing for there to be no result tonight. So it could be tonight. Could be tomorrow.
I eat a gummy and I go to bed now and like call me at 6 a.m. Eastern and I'll wake up.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. I just want to leave. So let's get out of here.
I'm a night owl anyway, so I'll probably be up until like 12:31.
Well, it's my Friday. So I got to finish Battlestar Galactica tonight. So I don't want to get like too
hashed.
The good news is that I think no matter what happens tonight, I will not have a repeat of 2016. Like 2016, I was an absolute wreck by this time of night.
Oh, just already tanked? Like,
oh, just ham.
Hell yes.
And then the party dissipated. Everybody left, and it's like me and one of my best friends and his wife, and we're like crawling on the floor, reaching for fifths of tequila because we're just so hammered and reminding each other every 10 minutes that the bathroom's that way.
That's great.
Jake, I don't think I'm going to be that tonight.
Jake Tapper looks like he's about to S himself.
Dude, I like that guy.
He's got a solid head of hair.
I kind of like that,
I like
dude.
The fit tonight. I like the navy blue.
When he talks to me, I listen.
Oh, Christ. Trump won Nebraska.
It's over.
I'm shocked.
It's over.
I love how Nebraska has their own little square of random electoral voters.
Yeah,
like, how does that happen?
It's like some weird thing.
How did they get their own little square?
It's over.
It's like their own little Luxembourg or something. I don't get it.
Well, my friends, good luck to you wherever you live. If you live on one side, I'm rooting for you. If you live on the other side, I absolutely hate you.
Sounds like most of America.
That's all I got.
Yeah, that's true. That kind of sums up the feels of the country.
Go Cougs, 21st in the polls.
I mean, you're 20 points short.
I need Boise State to lose desperately.
Yeah, I know you do.
Desperately.
But then that's when the Tulane green wave comes sneaking in.
Yeah, desperately. My wife and I last night got hella drunk and bought 7 tickets to Wazoo UP at the Child Center on December 28th.
All right.
Let's go.
That should be just an insane environment.
Oh, dude, it's going to be so insane.
Honestly, yeah. I bet you there will be more Wazoo fans than UP fans.
I bought 7 tickets for under $150.
Guaranteed that the Wazoo faithful will be there in full force, and there will be more Cougar fans. Jason Swigard won't know what to do with himself.
We think.
All right, that'll do it for us. We'll see you next week. That's Schultzy on the ones and two. For Joe Fisher, I'm Patrick Harris. Go do something I would do. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.